Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level three really is the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. We're cruising. Eric Pincus will join us a little bit later on as well. I am Gabe Morency. I see John Doe in Sacramento saying, ask Babano what he said about you on the Ice Guy show. I was unaware Babano was talking about me on the Ice Guy show. What's this about, John Doe? Yeah, I know. I was pretty nice to him tonight, too. What's this about? You know what, though, Matias? It's probably fair. We say a lot of things about a lot of people, so I'm pretty good with that. I'm pretty much like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. But now I'm intrigued. In the chat, I missed this. I would have asked.
I bet you it's about the phone. It has to be about the phone and how it's working perfect on the ice, guys, and they threw you under the bus or something like that.
Yeah, John Doe, please share. Please do. Please let us know what he said. Where's my pen? Where's my pen?
John Doe just puts Bobano under the bus but doesn't drive over him.
but I'll be ready to go on Sunday. That's why I'm asking for my pen. I'm going to take a note here. I'm going to put it up like I'm going to tack it somewhere. Or on Sunday I look up and I'll be like, hey, Bobano, I heard you were talking about me on the show last week. What's that about? I'll say, what were you saying? All right, where's John Doe at? What the hell was he saying?
Yeah, John Doe can't flake out now. You know, he already won.
I know.
Sword.
He's one of those people. Yeah. When someone says, I saw your girlfriend out last night. Oh, yeah, where? And then they sort of tail off. Well, it's like, no, finish what you said.
you already lit the fire. The fire
is lit. Exactly. Already,
there's no fire extinguisher
around. You can't come in here and say, hey. You know what? Good call by Matias. Babano was saying that I get on him about his phone sucking and stuff.
What else would it be about?
No, you know what, though? I helped Babano the other night. His microphone was broken, and he didn't realize. And I told him. I said, Babano, your microphone's broken. He goes, is it? And he did a whole show. He said, I was wondering why it sounded different. I said, because it's not working. That's what's the best. I said, that sounds different because it's not working. That's why.
Because it's not working. You're using the computer speaker and it sounds all echoey.
Because I said, are you talking right now? He goes, I'm talking right into the mic. I said, well, it doesn't matter because if the mic doesn't work, it's not, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're talking right into it. God bless him. It's all good. No, his phone sounded good tonight. He really did. Not one problem. He got through it. It sounded great. It sounded very good. All right. So I threw this out there earlier. Flames and Oilers playing for the first time since 1991. So a beer was $3 in 1991. Now it's $9.75. It's not a can of beer. It says it's draft, a cup. It says a cup. A cup of beer was $3. Now a cup of beer is $9.75. Oh, yeah. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Game one is done. I'm assuming Patrick Beverley is going to go on TV tomorrow and say that Luka Doncic sucks, right? Ain't nobody scared of Luka. We go to the strip club the night before we play Luka.
He gave him a lot of praise today, though. He gave him a lot of praise saying that nobody could stop him at all. And he was dropping names about anybody that can't stop Luka. He's like, you think that they're going to stop Luka?
Yeah. But that's because he's been lit up. And, man, the NBA is really, like, off the, like, I like it. You know what I mean? We all complain that athletes don't say anything, or, like, hockey players are boring as hell. They never say anything. NBA players are just like, it's just like lit this week, man. It's lit. Like Danny Green. Danny Green's like one of the nicest guys in the league. Danny Green's telling Beverly to shut up now. Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's like ripping Jaylen Brown, right? He's like, he goes, they drafted Jaylen Brown to be the next Jimmy Butler. He goes, you ever heard anyone get drafted to be the next Jaylen Brown? Exactly. It's like, Jimmy, you won one game, bro. Settle down, man.
Like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that was his line. That's what
that's
he said.
That's a great line, though.
Yeah.
That's a great line.
Yeah. He said, they took Jaylen Brown third overall to be the next me. He goes, you ever heard anybody get drafted to be the next Jaylen Brown? Right. Like, I'll catch you. Like, I don't know, but it's like, dude, you're one game into the series. Like, shut up. You want, like, wait till you talk. Even when you talk, man. Hey, listen, I don't like the way Kawhi walked away from a championship team, but at least Kawhi doesn't talk. These guys just talk. But I love what, and I'm a big Danny Green fan. All right, Danny Green's a winner. And
it is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
So Danny Green took offense. He went on Inside the Green podcast, and he took offense to the comments about Chris Paul. He goes, people target you too, Pat Bev. He said, you ain't playing no effing defense out there. You ain't stopping Luka. It's time and time again. I see you call Luka calling you a little man, saying you're too effing small. He goes at you every chance he gets. When you play Luka, you're a cone too. How do you like that? You're talking about a Hall of Famer. All right. More NBA gossip and chaos on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. Patrick Beverley, listen, good on him in the sense that he's, let's call it out for what it is. He's bigged himself up. He is a good defensive player, but he's bigged himself up. And he's very similar to like an average UFC fighter that just talks so much smack that he's on TV all the time type of deal, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Beverly's talking, and everyone's like, you know what I mean? The gallery's eating it up, and everyone's loving it and stuff, but it's going to be real next year, man. It's going to be real. And, look at Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins isn't an offensive guy or anything, right? And Kendrick Perkins said, I saw Kendrick Perkins tweet, and he said, I counted, I got 37 NBA players coming at me. He said 37, because Kendrick Perkins ripped Chris Paul. And he said 37 guys went at him. He said, I got messages or text messages from 37 people in the NBA telling me to shut up. Right? So, Chris Paul is the head of the players' union, guys. Not everybody dislikes him. And he's a freaking Hall of Famer. And you got Beverly running his mouth. So Beverly's running his mouth all the time. But listen, and on the flip side, though, a lot of people don't like Chris Paul as well. But it doesn't mean that Chris Paul can't ball. But a lot of people don't like him. I mean, look what happened when he went back to the Clippers. They had to call the cops in and stuff. Like, the police had to come. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the cops were like, hey, this is real. Like, these guys aren't just, this isn't a basketball fight. Like, they tried, remember, they tried to break into the room and stuff. Chris Paul knew another door into the Clipper room. And, like, it got hostile. So, like, it, you know, Chris Paul does seem to rub people the wrong way. But I'm just saying, as far as Beverly is concerned, you can see him doing his thing. And now, like a guy like Damian Lillard, who actually is a superstar, telling him, like, bro, like, you're a nobody, right? Like, you talk a lot for a nobody. Like, Beverly has talked so much and been a bully. Now, like, other bullies are sort of looking over at him, you know what I mean? And coming over and going, yo, you, let's go. You want to run your mouth? Run your mouth to me, right? And you notice Beverly didn't have a lot to say to Dame Lillard, right? But you know, but on the other side of this, and I'm not saying that Beverly's the worst guy in the world. I think he's annoying. Personally, I think he's annoying. I've never been a big fan of his. And you remember during the playoffs, I didn't like him. I was like, dude, you're jumping on the table like a jackass and stuff. Like, whatever, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you think you carried this team here? So, you know, like, he's always just sort of been a hanger-on. That, you know what I mean? But I don't dispute the fact that when he pushed Chris Paul in the back, nobody did anything, right? You know what I mean? He was right calling Phoenix soft, but everyone does know Phoenix are soft. They are a finesse team, right? And it is what it is. But to me, I think he's crossed the line. I think he's put a massive target on his back next year. Because now, and it's not just all because he said something about Chris Paul. Now, they're going to see all of them. All these guys are going to see him, and they're going to think, man, this guy's making money. He's going to get a TV, and he's going to make a podcast deal and all this, and he runs his mouth. And you see real, like, this is what I like about the NBA right now. All these guys on podcasts, they're all keeping it real. And there's a lot of guys that are going to say before the game, I'm going to F this guy up, man. They're like, I'm going to go right at Beverly, and I'm going to mess him up, and then we're going to see how much smack talk he talks after. And another thing is, if he talks so much, you know that he's going to talk about you if he stops you. So, you know, Beverly's really raised it up a notch. Yeah, he's a decent defensive player, but whatever. I agree with Matt Barnes. You know, you're just there. You know what I mean? You're good. You know what I mean? Like, but, you know, you're there. But so Danny Green said, people target you too. You ain't playing no effing defense out there. You ain't stopping Luka. It's time and time again. I see Luka calling you a little man. Luka's telling you that you're too effing small all the time. He goes at you every chance he gets. When you play Luka, you're a cone too. When you're talking about a Hall of Famer, you can critique, but the disrespect was taken too far. I think Beverly just used this platform because he has an issue with Chris, and he used it as a personal vendetta, taking a lot of his anger out on him. I thought it was unfair to Chris, and I'm sure a lot of people felt the same. A lot of guys in the league. I don't mind the guys critiquing players, but when you're a role player, to disrespect the Hall of Famer is too far. Calling somebody a cone is disrespectful, bro. I don't care, says Danny Green. But, so through all this, on the other side of it, Beverly is embracing, you know what I mean? He's playing the media, man. He's doing it marvelously. We live in a smack talk society. If Patrick Beverly donated $5 million to a children's hospital and did a video about that, or Patrick Beverly does a video in which he talks about how he can go to a strip club or go out drinking the night before he plays Chris Paul because he's a cone, we're going to get more retweets. People like negativity. People like smack talk. How the hell is Colby Covington? Why is Colby Covington Colby Covington? Why is, you know what I mean, talking on some talk radio and cable news what it is? You know what I mean? The more garbage you talk, the more money you make. You know what I mean? I don't know why I have a conscience, because I can make a hell of a lot more money than I do just saying things I don't believe, but I can't do it. I actually do believe in a higher power. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I see somebody's host and I'm like, man, all right, you're making $4 million a year, but you are going to go straight to hell. I hope you realize this. Like, or at least I hope they do. Otherwise, I really missed out. If I find out after that, no, it didn't matter. You could have been a big-ass jerk. I probably would have been a bigger jerk. But going back to like a UFC correlation, you get what I'm saying, Matthias? You know what I mean? The more you talk in the UFC, right? It's like society. The more you talk in anything, the louder you are, the brasher you are, the more confident in, you know, in yourself you are, the more you're willing to insult others that you are, you make a name for yourself.
Absolutely.
And Beverly Absolutely. Is a role player in the NBA, bro, who suddenly people are going to be like, you got to get this guy on TV. You got to get this guy big time podcast, right? He's made a name for himself. He's going to make money. So I give him credit for that. Like he's doing, he knows, you know what I mean? He knows what he's doing. He's doing this deliberately as well. Everybody gets the game. But at the same point in time, people are going to come at his ass hard next year on the court now.
No, they are, Gabe. You're 100% right. You know, one thing I don't like about what Beverly did, I'm a Beverly guy. Once he plays on your team, you understand why you like Beverly. He does a lot of little things. But at the end of the day, after he pushed Chris Paul, he said that he squashed that with Chris Paul. And then he started talking about him and his history with Chris Paul, with the camps, and how they've known each other, you know, since they've pretty much been in the league. And he kind of made it seem like they were buddy-buddy, and, you know, that's just basketball. So to come out and kind of, like, throw him under the bus like that and call him a coach, and all that nonsense, it just really contradicted it, because I do follow the things that Beverly says, believe it or not, and I do remember when he squashed the beef with Chris Paul. Forget that. That was never squashed. That was fake. I don't appreciate that. You know, as a fan, I don't appreciate that type of nonsense.
Yeah, and also, what did he do? He ratted out a conversation he had with Paul George, too, right?
Yeah, with Paul George. Oh, I'm not going to say who I was talking to. Actually, you know what? Screw it. I was talking to Paul George. It's like, what?
That's another thing. It's like, all right, Beverly, if you're going to run your mouth, bro, like, don't start bringing other people into this. Oh, yeah, Chris Paul, you know, sucks, and Paul George agrees with me. He's a jerk, right? Like, it's like, bro, like, you can see J.J. Redick. Like, Beverly's like, you and me need to have a show together. You see J.J. Redick sort of like, hey, like, well, I don't think so. I sort of like, I, you know, Beverly's like,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm J.J. Redick. It's like, yeah, you mean... He's playing hard, man. I tell you that. He's playing the game. Eric Pink is next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The late night anchor match will class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, Sirius XM channel 159, a mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Let's do this thing. Let's talk basketball with the salary cap strategist, capologist, writer, instructor at Sports Biz Class, and of course, writes at the Bleacher Report. Eric Pincus steps up and in. Eric, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So there's a lot of stuff to break down. Let's start off with the NBA draft lottery. I guess you figure by definition of the mathematics of it, eventually the Orlando Magic will get good, right, Eric? Considering all the top picks that they've had. The broken clock is right twice a day type of deal. But, man, these guys strike gold again. They win the lottery. What's your take?
Well, it's interesting because this is not a team that is a stranger to number one. They've gotten number one before. They got Dwight Howard, of course, and they did pretty well in the last draft. Jalen Suggs had an okay rookie year, but Franz Wagner was really, really good. And then you throw in another piece, plus you have Wendell Carter Jr. They have some decisions to make with Mo Bamba, who's a free agent, restricted free agent. They could go in several ways. One of them is Jabari Smith, who's a really nice scoring forward. He can hit the three, really athletic. And, you know, obviously these guys coming into the draft are coming off the one year as a freshman. So it's, you know, it takes a minute for their bodies to catch up, but he's a tremendous upside play. And then you've got Chet Holmgren, who's a legit 7-foot kid who defends well, can score, and also can shoot the three a bit. Maybe not high percentage, but shows he's willing to take that shot and can hit him in volume. So I think that's probably they're between those two guys. They need to make that decision. I think I would lean a little bit towards them going with Jabari, because then they could keep Mo Bamba, keep Wendell Carter Jr., who both play center, and then you have that forward. If you get Chet, then you probably need to move Bamba via side entry, find a way to get some value back. It may be a little bit more complicated, but they're going to take the best player available. I wouldn't count out Banchero, Paolo, who's a really nice scoring forward. Don't think they go with Jaden Ivey, who's a nice guard, because they've got so many guards over in Orlando.
Is this one of these drafts? Because sometimes it happens to teams where, I remember it happened to the Raptors many years ago. They won the lottery, and Bargnani was the best player on the board. And we know how that worked out, right? So, but is this, are any of these guys sort of, because it seems to me that, you know, Jabari Smith's not a slam dunk to be a superstar. Chet Holmgren's not a slam dunk to be a superstar. You know, it could be a Keegan Murray. It could be a Jaden Ivey. And I'm not saying that they'll go first overall, but we really don't know who the best player in this draft is, really. Like, you know what I mean? Would you agree that there's not that, slam dunk prospect? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, we're coming off of one of the best drafts we've had in years. The last one with guys like, Mobley and Scotty Barnes, who won Rookie of the Year. I mean,
Cunningham, what a draft. Back, you know, like you said, Suggs wasn't bad, but compared to the other guys, he didn't look as good. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, it takes a while to learn how to play in the NBA. He had injuries, and he didn't shoot well. I think he's still a good player. I think he'll still develop. And that's kind of what most of these picks are. Someone more like Suggs, who will be a great player potentially, but you don't know, and they need some time. And I mean, look, there was Ja, there was Zion. We've had some really incredible, like, these guys are going to be great. I think this is more of a draft that's going to look more like where there's a Damian Lillard who's not top five, or Donovan Mitchell. You know, guys who are in that group who maybe teams don't identify as the clear forefront winner. And so I think Chet is one of those guys. Yeah, he may 100% hit. It's difficult drafting a center. You look at history and you see guys like Greg Oden. You see a lot of bigs who were like, you know, it's like you took Oden or you took, you know, I mean, if you go back far enough, Michael Jordan, you know, guys ahead of him where, you know, they just, you're going with the size and maybe not the best player. But I do think that Chet has a lot of talent, and I do think that there's a place for him in this league to be a really high-impact player. But I agree that it's not necessarily this is like you have to get number one because this guy is going to be a superstar on day one.
Eric Pincus with us, and I want to talk about the teams that are playing still right now. You wrote a story about the Los Angeles Lakers and their mismanagement over the years and sort of how they've gotten to the spot that they're in right now. And I saw a report earlier in the day today that all coaching candidates are being asked how they are going to handle Russell Westbrook and what their approach would be with Russell Westbrook. And number one, I'm thinking, well, who is they? Who even runs this organization? Like, who's they? Who's holding meetings with who? So that's number one. And number two, is it just me or the Lakers? Like, are they, the level of disrespect that we saw with Chris Paul earlier in the week, the vitriol and all this, even from the media and Beverly and everything is one thing. But, you know, look at the way Frank Vogel was treated on the way out. And, like, you know, Russell Westbrook didn't run anyone over, Eric, right? He signs with the Lakers. He goes back home, and he's been turned into, like, public enemy number one in the city. I don't know, like, I'm just looking at this, and I'm thinking, man, this is a train wreck number one, and if I'm in the league, I wouldn't want any part of this. I wouldn't want any part of this organization, and it's crazy to say that out loud about the Lakers. What's your take, Eric?
Well, there's a lot there. I mean, they traded for Russell Westbrook. That was a bold decision, and you can argue pretty clearly the wrong decision, right? Like, they gave up a lot of depth. What I think the Lakers were after they won their title is equivalent to the Miami Heat last year. Like, the Heat just didn't have the legs, and now we're seeing the real Heat. They just needed to, you know, the quick turnover season to season. It was the shortest turnover in really professional sports history, and so I just think the Lakers didn't have the legs to repeat, and then the front office sort of overcorrected when it was really just stay the course, add more talent, but keep that core together. They didn't, and that's kind of where they are. As far as who's making these decisions, ultimately it's Rob Pelinka. That's what he said at exit interviews. He's really taking the public, you know, I guess the public target. But above him, you have, of course, Jeanne Buss, who's the governor. Her key advisor is Linda Rambis, who's been around. I mean, she's in Showtime, the HBO Max series. Like, that's how long she's been around the organization. And, of course, her husband is Kurt Rambis, longtime Laker player, and has coached in the league and has been an executive in the league. You may like him, you may dislike him. That's a different story. But really,
see, if I'm an agent, Eric,
trust.
I'm just being real. If I'm an agent, I'm already tuned out. You know what I mean? I'm like, so what are we doing here? Who am I talking to? Like,
yes,
you know,
no.
You know,
like,
you get my point.
Yeah, but there's also guys who I don't want to say desperate, but there are guys desperate for jobs. You know, like there's only really there were three coaching jobs open this summer, right? The Kings have made their decision. Charlotte's going to make their next decision. Seems like they're pushing a little faster than the Lakers, and LA is going to wait out and probably see if, you know, Quinn Snyder or Doc Rivers becomes available. But it kind of raises your point that would an established coach that probably, like, if Doc Rivers gets fired by the Sixers, he's got 2-3 years of money coming, so he doesn't have to rush back to a job. And Quinn Snyder, he's under contract. He doesn't, you know, so there's...
What about Atkinson, Eric? What about Atkinson? Are you buying into that, or is he not sexy, flashy enough of a name for them?
Oh, I mean, the names you look at, I don't know if they've looked at a ton of sexy names. And I think really going for a sexy name is probably the opposite of what they should do. Go for, you know, quality instead of flash. I don't know what their take is on the Atkinson interview. I've gotten a sense, from people I've spoken to from their first wave of candidates that they were impressed by Terry Stotts. And Stotts is a guy who wants to coach again. He's, you know, to take a job, and if you could turn around the Lakers, that's a huge, accomplishment. And guys like Darvin Ham really represented himself well. He's with the Bucks, a longtime assistant, was an assistant with the Lakers for a bit. And for your chance to get that first-time job, it's one of those things where, you know, you want to be careful because on one hand, you really, really want to get that job, and you may never get that opportunity again. On the other hand, you don't want to be like Byron Scott, who took the Cavs job, and then LeBron left. So he never got to coach LeBron. He instead got the rebuild. So, you know, it's a tough business because there's only 30 teams, and jobs come up, but they only come up so often. And in the entire world, there's 30 coaches, 30 NBA coaches. So I think the Lakers are not in an absolute, they're dead in the water position, but at the same time, there's a lot to question.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. I remember when we heard the reports, the coaching fraternity's not happy the way they treated Frank Vogel. They're going to have a hard time. I said, yeah, as if. Like, you know what I mean? You put a check on the table for $8 million a year. And, you know, I kidded at the time. I said, they'll take the job and take Frank Vogel out for dinner after. Sorry, Frank, I didn't have a choice. I was just too good of an opportunity. So we got about a minute left here. What do you make of the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat? Kind of a difficult situation, not knowing the full health situation of the Boston Celtics moving forward. But what was your takeaway from game one, and what do you think about game two?
Well, I didn't take too much away from it. I mean, Boston really showed that they can compete against the Heat with shorthanded, but ultimately not, you know, win a game like that. Jimmy Butler's ridiculous, and it's really impressive to watch. I think ultimately this series is very close and very tight because both teams play defense, both teams can score. Neither is like an offensive powerhouse, and I think that at full strength, it's close to a draw. Without Horford, without Smart, I mean, it's a pretty easy series. Not easy, but it definitely favors Miami. So hopefully, just in the name of competition, the Celtics will get whole pretty quickly and we'll see some better basketball.
Eric, it's always a pleasure, my man. I know you're busy. Thanks a lot for taking the time to beat us. I want to do this sooner rather than later down the road and just sort of get caught up and talk about all these free agents and then the cap issues. Because, man, we know. I mean, you got Westbrook, you got Ayton, we got the LaVine situation. There's all kinds of great storylines right now. It's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for the time.
All right, anytime. Thanks for having me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our...
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Halfback passes to the center. Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
Halfback passes to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. I'm throwing it down to Wicked Wednesday. It's been quite the adventure this evening so far. Tonight, hasn't it been? The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, was in the house. Babano. We took a bunch of golf calls and golf picks. It was nice hearing from Lisa. We had Lisa in Oklahoma, Bob in Vermont, Rigatoni Al. Rigatoni Al in Cottage Country. And it's a big, big night of soccer tonight and day of soccer. And Matthias, you're a big soccer fan. We've got something for every occasion. We've got something for every occasion. Eintracht Frankfurt, champions. And look at this. Look at this bad boy.
Very impressive. I'm very, very impressed right now with your actions to whip out a Frankfurt jersey like that, just like that, in your closet. I got to say, that's impressive.
Yeah, I'm old school. I've been a Frankfurt supporter for years. Didn't talk about
big
it much
because
of I didn't talk about it much because of the playoffs going on and everything, and the Europa kind of snuck up on us. Cam's actually a Ranger fan. He didn't like it. I was talking smack to him after the match.
gutted for the Rangers. Gutted for them.
He didn't expect me to bust this out. But, yeah, I've had this.
Nobody did.
Sweet jersey, though.
Absolutely. That's a sweet jersey. That's a classic.
Long sleeve. You know, the problem is it's white, and I've had it for, like, 20 years. Normally, I wouldn't have it something this long, but it was given to me. And my father married a woman from Frankfurt. So my father lived in Frankfurt. So I got this, like, seriously, like 20 years ago or something. It's pretty good shape, considering. Like, I've done a nice job keeping it in good shape. But after 20 years, there's going to be a couple of, you know, it's going to be a couple of late nights that you can't erase from a white jersey, Matthias.
Of course, of course. I got to give them some props, Gabe. They did not take the easy road to the championship, beating Barcelona and then beating West Ham. You know, a magical run for them, even though it was only Europa League. But still, yet, when you beat Barcelona and West Ham and then you get to the finals and you beat the Rangers in penalty shootout, you know, that's magical.
You know, now they make some money. They'll be able to sign more players, play in the Champions League. There's a lot to... There's a lot to aspire for right now. Listen, it was their first title in 40 years, bro. Right? Like, I've had this jersey for, like, 20-plus years, and they've never been good. It's been one of those deals. Like, I used to bet on them.
Exactly.
And I was like, well, no, it's not. You know what I mean? It's not the best idea to bet on these guys in the Bundesliga. But, yeah, like you said, it's been a magical year. Kind of flew under the radar with everything that's going on. We didn't even get to the Messi talk this week. And, like I said, it was a big night in MLS soccer tonight. FC Dallas are a good team. They're a good side, and they got shocked tonight by the Vancouver Whitecaps. The Whitecaps, Whitecaps last year made the playoffs in the MLS, and they went on a late run. Like, they were undefeated in like 18 of their last 20 games, type of deal. Basically, the Whitecaps would always win at home or tie on the road. And they did it for like a couple of 3 months in a row, type of thing. But they've been struggling so far this year. And they had a 3-game homestand where it was pretty much like, you better do something here, right? Or, you know, Steve Nash is one of the co-owners, NBA, Steve Nash, legend. At Brooklyn Net head coach, actually. He's one of the owners of the Vancouver Whitecaps. So they fired a coach last year that had a winning record, right? Like, you know, like they were on like a 7 or 8 game unbeaten streak, and they fired the coach. So I didn't think they would have fired a coach. They liked the coach, but I'm just stating there was a little bit of a sense of panic going on with the Whitecaps. So they had a 3-game homestand against TFC, and it was 0-0. And somehow Vancouver won in like the 92nd minute. Like they scored in injury time to win the match. So they get the 3 points. San Jose Earthquakes over the weekend. Wild game. It was like back and it was crazy. It was a crazy game. All right, it was one nothing for the Caps. Next thing you knew, like San Jose kept scoring. The next thing you know, whatever, 3-3 draw. So they get a point. And then FC Dallas, and I'm kicking myself because I bet the draw tonight in this game, Matthias. I didn't think the Whitecaps were going to beat them. Whitecaps were big underdogs tonight, even on their home pitch. And I was like, you know what? I think they can get a draw out of this. And I thought that would be a pretty successful, like, result for them, to be honest, to get a draw against FC Dallas. And they end up, dude, it was 1-1. There was a penalty kick late. Cavallini buries it. Vancouver Whitecaps win. And, you know, so they get 7 of a possible 9 points, which I think is about all you can ask right now. One thing about the MLS season, it's a very long season. Even though this year it is going to be a little bit shortened because the World Cup is around the corner, which leads me into Messi, which we didn't get to. And good call by you last week, Matthias, or 2 weeks ago when we were talking about Messi. And, you know, there was talk about Messi coming to the MLS. And it happened a hell of a lot quicker, and the news came out quicker than we thought. And we discussed what's the best markets for him. And it was Miami, right? Like, Miami, dude. Like, there's people from, like, 52 countries or something, like, you know, that live in the Miami area. And they all speak the same language, right? Even though they're from different countries. And they all know who Messi is. Messi's just made for Miami. Like, you know what I mean? He'll fit right in. He'll like it. He'll like the weather. He'll like the, you know, the culture and everything. My question to you, Matthias, is how good is Messi still right now? Like, what's the level of his play right now? How good is he right now? Because a lot of people think that Argentina are a sleeper to win the World Cup. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, imagine the bounce that the MLS would get off of that if Messi and Argentina win the World Cup and then he comes to the MLS. That would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be very special. You know, wishful thinking, that's for sure. You know, Argentina hasn't won since the early 90s.
You were the one that was telling me to last month that they're going to win.
Of course, but you know how it is in the World Cup. It just takes a couple of injuries, and then their whole thing is derailed, you know?
You've already lost your confidence.
Well, I think I'm losing a bit of my confidence because of what's happening with the United States men's national team. And, you know, 3 months ago, we were stoked. We're getting out of the group. If the World Cup started today, I wouldn't be so confident. USA lost 3 of its best players down to major injury on their club teams. It could happen just like that. You know, you tear your hamstring, you're out for 4 months, and now you're just competing for your spot. But Argentina is not USA. But at the end of the day, I do believe Argentina could win the World Cup. I think they have the talent to win the World Cup, and they have the continuity that they've been missing for the last 6 years, you know, to win the World Cup. And Messi is not the player he used to be in 2014 when the World Cup was in Brazil. You know, by no stretch, you know, he's not that guy. But he is a guy that could give you 45 amazing minutes, and he could score an amazing goal that nobody else can score. That's what Messi could bring to the table. He could score a goal that you can't score. You know, that just like Cristiano Ronaldo, the same thing. He will put a ball in the back of the net.
Are you going to bet on Miami to win the title when he goes there? That's what I'm asking. Like, is he going to be good enough? Is he, like, he's going to carry his team to a championship?
He won't be able to play with the pace. The MLS plays with a strong pace, hard tackles, a very up and down pace. I think Messi will shine for moments in the game, especially in the midfield, especially with the ball. And I think the problem in the MLS is scoring goals. You know, teams score goals, don't get me wrong. But how many goals do teams not score? You know, how many goals do teams miss? You see strikers miss goals left and right. Those are the types of goals that Messi won't miss. You know, he's not going to miss a one-on-one versus a goalkeeper. He's going to slide it right by him. He's going to put away free kicks. He's going to score goals that guys in the MLS just simply can't score. When they do score them, they're considered amazing and special. You know, Nani came into this league from Portugal. How many goals did Nani score? You know, how many goals did Zlatan Ibrahimovic score when he joined the MLS? The guy was scoring at will.
A lot.
Because he just knows. Yeah, he knows how to score goals. And the Americans and you know, Mexican League players and Central American League players, they just don't put the ball in the back of the net as often as these top Class A players do.
Well, it's like, it's the same thing in hockey, Matthias. That's the difference between the AHL and the NHL, right? The American Hockey League, the players are really good, but they can't finish. You know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of fourth-line guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you could take a bunch of these guys and put them in the NHL. No, they don't hold their own, right? So it's sort of like soccer. Like, yeah, this guy could be a midfielder. He can hold his own. But like you said, that extra skill. But you said, look at the Martinez guy from Venezuela, right? You know what I mean? He lights it up, right?
Oh, the guys, great example. How many goals did he score? Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
And he's not even that great. He's a good player, you know, but he looks like a freaking all-star, you know, the best player in the world when he plays in the MLS, you know, former Atlanta United player.
He's a natural finisher, right? He's got that natural. It's the same thing if you remember when was Wayne Rooney. Wayne Rooney looked drunk and hungover when he played with DC United, but like you said, man, on set pieces and stuff, bro, he'd score from like 80 yards out. He'd drill it and stuff like boom. You know, it's like yeah, I can't stop that, bro. I haven't seen a shot like that in this league, right? Like you said, like when it's a good point. Like when Messi, I would bring him off the bench type of deal. You know what I mean? Like you said, he can't play this guy. Now he ain't playing 90 minutes. But you know, it's an exciting time right now for soccer. You got the World Cup and World Cup friendlies. Will be coming up right now. Canada's playing Iran. I know that's one of them. That's going to be taking place in Vancouver. For the record right now, Harry Kane for the Golden Boot. Golden Boot World Cup. Who's going to score the most goals? Harry Kane, plus 650. Lukaku says 7-1. Mbappe, plus 850. Neymar, plus 950. Ronaldo, 11-1. Martin is 12-1, Messi 12-1, Benzema 14-1. When playing this, you basically want to get a player on a team that you think is going to make it to the final. But we'll have time to get into
this. I would roll the dice with Mbappe. I would definitely roll the dice with Mbappe. He's a special player and who has top-notch speed right now. You know, he's above many other players when it comes to class and speed, but also just putting the ball in the back of the net. But look at the players around him. You know, they're going to create for him, so he'll be running around loose all over the place.
France are plus 550. They're the second choice. Brazil are favorites to win the World Cup at 5-1. You know what? It's interesting. It's interesting as far as the World Cup, just the dynamic of when it actually is, right? It's never been in the winter time before. It's always in the summer. It's a World Cup in the winter, which I know people, diehards in the soccer world, didn't like it. Like the domestic, all the leagues hated this, right? Like the MLS, that's why the MLS started earlier. They're going to end earlier. Like the leagues are all screwed up because of this. The EPL plays at Christmas normally. Right, like no one was really happy about this, but Qatar has a lot of money, so they've got a lot of money. So it is what it is. That's what it comes to. I don't understand personally though why this didn't.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Do it a damn summertime and just play with domes. Like, I don't understand. Like, they have so much money there. They can build this with air-conditioned stadiums and it wouldn't have been a problem. I think it was because they didn't want the world going there. The problem was the players, because they could have played in dome stadiums, but I think they didn't want people like dying on the streets from heat stroke and stuff in the middle of the summer there. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm dead, but I'm not. Late night anger management class. That's another 3 hours of your life you're not going to get back. But you've been entertained. Quickest 108 minutes in sports talk radio. All right, it was cool talking a little soccer on the way out. I will tell you, I'm taking the Miami Heat tomorrow. Speaking of Messi, Gloria Estefan, Miami Sound Machine, Pitbull, and all that other stuff. Miami Vice. They should wear the Miami Vice jerseys, man. I don't know why they don't roll that stuff out in the playoffs. I'm taking the Miami Heat. What's your pick in that game tomorrow, Matias? I'm taking the Heat on the money line. I'm not going to lay the 3.5. I'll just lay the 160. What do you got?
I'm taking the Heat as well. I wonder if Marcus Smart comes back and plays with, you know, with some energy, depending on his condition. But you're right. I was wrong about the Celtics at first, but I'm going with the Heat at home. Jimmy Butler proved me wrong massively, and I'm not going to bet against him at home again.
Yeah, me too. Well, listen, I've always liked Jimmy, but he's raised the game to the next level, and it's a good point that if you notice, everybody talks about every other star player in the NBA, but Jimmy Butler has just been next level. Both ends of the court, offensively, he's just dialed in. He's carrying this Miami Heat team right now. There's all kinds of playoff action going on, and one thing that I have said in the past, I'm like, you know what? Lacrosse should be bet on more, and there should be numbers for everything all the time, and I see it's the semifinals right now in the National Lacrosse League, and we've got numbers up for this right now. So San Diego -125 against Colorado. All right, so San Diego -125, Colorado Monmouth -115 in the semifinals, and the Buffalo Bandits take on the Toronto Rock. That's going to be lit. You want fighting? You watch this stuff. Like, man, you ever watch the National Lacrosse League with this? This stuff's hardcore, bro. This stuff makes hockey look like badminton. It really does. Like, they're nut jobs, these guys. Basically, all the players in the National Lacrosse League are like the crazy brother of like players in the NHL, Matthias. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, my older brother's in the lacrosse league. He's the crazy one. I play in the NHL. Other night, you're on your own later.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No